Ladies and gentlemen, in the next 15 minutes, someone can win a trip anywhere he wants to go in the whole world.
Passengers for Flight 65 for Paris, Cairo, Shanghai, Sun Valley, and Bermuda, please board through Gate 7. Your plane is now leaving.
Earn your vacation, an exciting 15-minute opportunity for someone to win a trip with all expenses paid anywhere he wants to go. And here's the man who hands out the tickets, Harry Mitchell.
Thank you, Bob Stevenson. Well, Bob, who's first from our audience to try for a dream vacation this afternoon?
Well, Harry, here is Miss Helen Wickerham from Toledo, Ohio.
Hello there, Helen.
Hello.
How are you today?
Fine.
You mind if I call you Helen?
Not at all.
Good. And are you married?
No.
Mm-hmm. Now, did you hear a moment ago that we're going to give you a chance to go anywhere you want to go in the whole world?
Yes.
Are you nervous?
Not yet.
Really? You might be before we're through with you here this evening. Helen, what kind of work do you do?
I'm a nurse.
What type of nursing?
General Mooney now.
I see. And you, are you practicing at nursing now out here?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Helen, can you think back and tell us what was the most embarrassing experience you ever had?
Yes.
Tell us about it.
Well, I was working in the emergency room in a hospital at home,
mm-hmm.
and a traffic accident was brought in, and one of the patients was dead on arrival, and the other was seriously injured. So we put this corpse in another room and took care of the injured person, and when it all we finished, the first one, I went to get the corpse that wasn't there.
The corpse had gone? Oh. What happened? Where was the corpse?
Well, someone had called the mortuary in the meantime.
Oh, I see. Well, thank you very much, Ellen. And now comes the big question. Where do you want to go more than any place in the whole world?
Right now, I might go back home to Toledo.
Toledo, Ohio?
Yes.
Why?
Well, I have one more semester in college there, uh-huh. and I'd like to finish.
I see. Well, now, Helen, this is your chance to earn a round-trip vacation to Toledo on a luxurious TWA Constellation airliner with all expenses paid. Now, here's how you do it. I'm going to ask you some questions. If you answer just three questions in a row correctly, you win a $200 wardrobe of traveling clothes immediately and a chance at the end of the show to win that big luxury trip of your dreams with all expenses paid. But if you miss three questions in a row, you're out right now. You lose that chance to go back to Toledo, Ohio. All righty then, Helen, tighten your safety belt, and here we go, earn your vacation. And here is your first question, Helen. Who slept for 20 years? Right. Now, two more, and you have a chance to win that wonderful vacation back there to Toledo. Here's the second question. Who was the rail splitter?
Abe Lincoln.
Right. That's two in a row correctly. Now you're right on the brink, Helen. One more question. Give me a right answer, and you'll have a chance at that all-expense vacation. Here it is. What was Woodrow Wilson's first name?
Mm-hmm.
What was his first name? Woodrow Wilson?
Hmm?
Oh, I'm sorry. It was Thomas. Thomas Woodrow Wilson. All right, that's one wrong. Here we go. Now, don't get two more wrong, Helen. Otherwise, you'll be all through with our game of Earn Your Vacation. Here's the question. What is a female deer?
No.
Right. Good for you. Back in the win column again. One correct. And here's your second question. Who is Jack Benny's wife?
Mary.
Absolutely right. Two in a row. Good for you. Now, here's your chance for that vacation back to Toledo, Ohio. Get this one right, and you'll have a chance at that big question at the end of the show. What is the Mohammedan Bible called?
Oh, she's
gasping.
Koran.
What? Right, absolutely correct. Come on, some applause, folks. Good, you answered three questions in a row, Helen. You win a beautiful $200 travel wardrobe by Hart, Schaffner, and Marks of your own selection. Congratulations. And that means you win the chance to answer just one more question at the end of the show. And Helen, if you get that one right, you'll win that trip to Toledo, Ohio, and back again with all expenses paid on a luxurious TWA Constellation. So don't go away. You may win that wonderful trip. All right, Bob, who's next to try for that free all-expense-paid trip anywhere in the world?
Harry, say hello to Richard Constant from New York City.
Hello there, Dick.
Hello.
How are you tonight?
Fine.
Good, Dan. What are you doing all the way out here from New York, Dick?
Working.
Working? That's a good thing to be doing. Say, how does it feel to be this close to a free trip to any place in the world you'd like to go?
Pretty good.
Well, you have this one big chance, and it's going to be yours in just a moment. Whereabouts do you work, by the way, Dick?
Lindy Air Products.
And what do you do out there, sir?
Sales.
Mm-hmm. Are you married, Dick?
Nope.
We asked our young lady, who was a nurse here a moment ago, about her most embarrassing experience, and it certainly was rather an embarrassing one, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
How about you? Have you had one?
Well, about 10 years ago, yeah. After graduation from high school, a friend of mine. and myself went barnstorming across the country in a jalopy, and we stopped at Kansas City.
Now, a jalopy, do you mean a car or a plane?
Car.
Oh, I see. I thought maybe it was an old TWA Constellation.
And we stopped at Kansas City, some hotel there, and had a few drinks.
Can't mention that up here, Dick.
And, well, I had to be excused.
Mm-hmm.
So they had two doors, and one of them was marked Heifer and the other Steer, and I went in Heifer and
that's enough. Don't give me a, that's enough right there. All right, Dick. Here's the question that you want to hear about. Where in the whole world do you want to go?
New York City.
Why New York, Dick?
I have a sick mother there.
Oh, I see. I'm terribly sorry to hear that, and we hope you win a chance to go back and see her. This is your chance, Dick, to go to New York on a luxurious TWA Constellation airliner round trip with all expenses paid. Now, you give me three right answers in a row, and you'll earn a chance for that dream trip. Three wrong, and you're all done, Dick. All right, here we go. All aboard and earn your vacation. Question number one. Eisenhower is president of what university?
Columbia.
Right. Two more, my boy, and you'll have a chance at that big vacation back to New York with all expenses paid. Question number two. What do you call an unbranded calf? An unbranded calf. Time is ticking away in the background. Should be. Oh, I'm sorry. The answer is a Maverick. That's one wrong. You're in the wrong column. Get back in the win column again, Dick. Remember, two more wrong answers, and you're all through playing our little game. Here's your question. What state has the smallest population?
Wyoming.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's Nevada. Be careful now, Dick. You're right on the threshold. That's two wrong. Don't miss this next one. Here's the question. Who are the Leathernecks?
Marines.
Back in the win column again with one right. Good for you, Dick. Two more right answers to me now, Dick, and you'll have a chance at that vacation back to New York on that luxurious TWA Constellation. Here's the question. Who turned into a pillar of salt?
Sodom.
Oh, I'm sorry. It was Lot's wife. Back in the wrong column again, Dick. Come on now. Earn your vacation, my boy. Question coming up. What is the freezing point of water that's degrees in Fahrenheit?
32.
Right. Absolutely. Back in the win column once again. All right, Dick. Two more now, and you get a chance at that vacation. Here we go. Why is Clara Barton famous?
The founder of the nurse organization.
Of the what? Of the what, sir?
Nurses.
Well, that would be the the what?
The American Red Cross.
Right, absolutely. Too correct, Dick. All right, here's your next question. Now, you answer this one correctly for me, sir, and you'll win a chance at all expense paid vacation. And here it is. What is the name of the Boston dentist who rode a horse to Lexington? You have 15 seconds, Dick. Who rode a horse to Lexington, a Boston dentist. Time is ticking. Oh, I'm sorry. Back into the wrong question. The wrong column again, rather, Dick. All right, that's one wrong. Still have a chance to get back over on the right-hand side again. Here's the question. On what day did Solomon Grundy take ill in the nursery rhyme?
Don't know.
Oh, I'm sorry. It was on Thursday. That's two wrong. Be careful now, Dick. One more wrong and you are out. What is composer Tchaikovsky's first name?
Peter
Ilyich Tchaikovsky. Absolutely correct. Back in the win column, Dick. All right, two more correct, and you'll get a chance at that big all-expense-paid vacation to any place in the world. And here it is. Eisenhower is president of what university,
Columbia.
Dick? Columbia. Good for you. That's two right. Now, here it is. Here's your chance again. You got your feet wet up here before. Now, let's try and get over the hurdle. Oh, I asked that question. Here, let's see. What heavenly body causes ocean tides, Dick?
The moon.
The winner. Good for you, my boy. Dick, you have answered three questions in a row, and you're going to win a beautiful $200 travel wardrobe by Hart, Schaffner, and Marks of your own selection. Congratulations. And that means you win a chance to answer just one more question at the end of the show, and if you get it right, you win that trip to New York City and back again with all expenses paid on a luxurious TWA Constellation. But Dick, don't go away. You may win that wonderful trip. Good boy. And now, who's coming up here next, Bob?
Mr. Israel Forrest up next, and he's from New York City, Harry.
Mr. Forrest from New York City, is that right?
No, I'm from Chicago. I hope to take the trip to New York City.
Oh, I see. Well, what are you doing out here from Chicago, Mr. Forrest?
Taking a vacation between schools.
Well, between schools. Tell me a little bit more about that.
Well, I graduated Roosevelt College in June 1947, and I thought I've been traveling since.
I see. And what do you intend to do, sir, when you get settled down?
Find a job.
Good for you. That's a good thing to be looking for. Well, I wonder if you'll earn that dream trip, Mr. Forrest, to anywhere in the world. We'll know in just a moment. First of all, would you tell me, are you married, sir?
No, I'm single.
Mr. Forrest, we asked each one of our contestants a moment ago about their most embarrassing experience. I wonder if you'd have one that you might relate for us.
Well, this was in the year 1932. I'd just seen the picture, All Quiet on the Western Front, with Louis Walheim, the sound of bullets, clings tightly to the ground and is very emotional about it. And then I was going to college at that time, mm-hmm. nights, and I walked down very lonely streets. And one night I was walking and down these lonely streets, and all of a sudden an automobile started to come past me, and I heard the sound of shots, and I clinged tightly to the ground,
to the
pavement. and then it went past, and then it was merely the exhaust pipe going off.
Oh, great. Thanks very much for telling us about the story. What's your first name, sir?
Israel.
What do people call you as a rule? Do you have a nickname of any kind?
Well, usually Slim.
Slim. All right, Slim. Where is the one place in the whole world you'd most like to go on a TWA constellation?
New York City.
Why New York, Slim?
Well, I didn't get a job after I graduated in Chicago. I didn't get one in Hollywood. I figure if I don't get a job, I might as well not get a job in New York.
You might as well not have it back there, eh? All right, Slim, this is your chance to take that trip to New York. Now, you answer three questions in a row correctly, and you win the $200 travel wardrobe immediately, plus the chance at your all-expense-paid trip to New York round trip. Get three wrong in a row, and poof, it's all over, Slim. Ready?
Ready.
Okay, then earn your vacation. And here we go. What was it that Jack Sprat could not eat, Slim?
Could eat no fat.
Right. One correct. You're in the win column, my boy. All right, two more, and you'll get a chance at that big question for that trip to New York. And here it is. Who was the Greek goddess of wisdom? Think hard now. The Greek goddess of wisdom. Oh, I'm sorry. The correct answer is Minerva. All right, back in the lose column here, or I should say in the lose column for the first time. Don't get the next two wrong now, Slim. And here we go. Where would you find the Golden Gate?
San Francisco.
Why, you know it. Absolutely. Good for you. Back in the win column again. Two more, and you get a chance for that big vacation in New York City, and here it is. If you poured all the colors of the rainbow in a pot, what color would you get? All the colors of the rainbow in a pot, Slim, what color would you get?
I'd say white.
I'm sorry, the correct answer is black, Slim. All right, you're in the wrong column here now. Take it very easy. If you want to get these next two ones wrong, here it is. What is the capital of Albania, Slim? The capital of Albania.
Oh, you have me again.
Oh, I'm sorry. It is Tirana. That's two wrong. Now be very careful, Slim. You answer this next one wrong, and you're all through playing our game of Earn Your Vacation. Here is the question. Who is Arlington Spangler Brough? B-R-O-U-G-H. Perhaps it's Brough. Brough. Thank you, Uncle John. Mr. Brough. You got it?
Well, I've heard of him. I'd say he was an artist.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's actor Robert Taylor.
Oh.
Now let's see here. We should have one page or a card here somewhere that tells me a little bit about this. Yeah, all right, don't go away now, Slim. Too bad that you did get three wrong in a row, so you did lose your chance for that dream vacation. But we do want you to win something. So put your hand right in that overnight bag there and pull out a slip of paper, if you will, please, Slim. He's reaching in there, gets it out. Now, will you open it up and read it on the microphone? What does it say?
A Niesmann folding camera with an F2 lens that'll take pictures anytime, anywhere.
It's all yours. Thank you for trying, and good luck, Slim.
Well, thank you very much.
Okay, now our contestants are coming up here. That means that we have Helen Wickerham, that's correct, isn't it, Helen? Who wanted to go to Toledo, Ohio. And we have Dick Constant, who wants to go to New York City. We have two people here trying for our big all-expense round trip to any place in the world by TWA Constellation Airliner. And here we are. Now, which one of you is going to win this sensational trip? I'm going to ask you one more question. The first one who hollers out good and loud the correct answer gets the trip. Now, remember, you get only one guess each, so shout out your answer as quickly as you can. Are you ready, Mr. Constant and Miss Wickerham?
Yes.
All right, here's the question. Who is the Secretary of State in Truman's cabinet? Think good and hard now. You have 15 seconds. First one to holler out with that correct answer wins that trip. Secretary of State in Truman's cabinet is... Take a guess.
No.
Oh, I'm terribly sorry. We had no correct answers tonight. The correct answer is Dean Acheson. Sneak it. Yeah, sneak something. Where do we go now? Last page? Oh, I thought we had no winners tonight. That's all. Then our boy comes in.
TWA Constellation now leaving for Rome, Switzerland, Vienna, and Alaska. Please board gate 7.
There goes another dream trip to any place in the world, all expenses paid. I see our time's up for now. We'll be back again tomorrow at this same time with another opportunity for someone to win the trip of his dreams. See you then, eh?
Tune in again tomorrow, same time, same station, for Harry Mitchell and Earn Your Vacation, produced and transcribed from Hollywood by CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.